We walk toward what appears to be a typical Iowa house. But the black fence we move past is made from recycled milk jugs. Those roofing shingles we gaze up at were once rubber mats. And the door where we remove our shoes before entering, it's comprised in part of wheat. The home belongs to Robert Smizdik, who lives north of Fairfield.
Well, there's a certificate for lead platinum on the wall, one of my prized possessions.
Smizdik's 1,100-square-foot house with attached garage is the first lead platinum residence in the state. LEED is the acronym for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, a rating system to determine eco-friendly buildings developed by the U.S. Green Building Council for commercial structures in 2000 and applied to housing units in 2008. Platinum is its highest rating. Smizdik, a retired forest ranger, has lived in the house for a little more than a year. He's seen his utility bill average $82 a month. Last month, it was $58. The month before, $48.
We have a solar panel back there with three panels, like 600 watts max, and two wells here for geothermal, which really helps. I couldn't ask for anything better as far as that is concerned, unless I had wind turbines.
Smizdik may one day have those wind turbines. The long-range goal for a development named Cypress Villages is to draw most of the power for some 40 homes from the sun. It's the brainchild of Fairfield insurance adjuster Dan Walker.
We'd like to fill up the subdivision with people that want to live in a community where they know where their food comes from, where the houses are built as sustainable and as energy efficient as possible. We want to create a model.
The struggling economy has slowed the realization of Walker's dream. Construction has started on no other houses. But architect Martha Norbeck has 11 home designs ready to go when demand calls for them. She estimates a LEED certification might add a percentage or two to the building costs, but prices are going down as more eco-conscious businesses supply products.
When I first started working on this, to find a low-flow toilet was a nightmare. Now everybody's got one. Same thing for the low-odor paint and the glues. It's just LEED has transformed the marketplace. There is no question.
The green movement is transforming the real estate market, too. The National Association of Realtors now offers a green designation. An agent with Iowa Realty in West Des Moines, Sue Bechtel, has earned it and advertises herself as an eco-broker.
I had a client come in right in and sit down here in my first interview and say, well, can you help us with recycled glass countertops? We want that. Or we want to know about energy efficiency. We want to know about windows. We want to know the utility bills.
Back in Fairfield, Robert Smizdik monitors his use of energy and water and voices satisfaction with where it stands.
I don't know what else I can do. I think we've done it all as far as what's available. You know, if something new comes out, we'll try that. A new air exchanger or something that's more efficient, you know, conventionally replace that. But for now, I'm pretty happy with everything the way it is.
He shows off his LEED Platinum home to anyone who wants to see it, making it also one of the state's first destination sites for eco-tourists. In Fairfield, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.